When there's a calling that's bigger than you, something divine, something assigned, something that you're meant to do, sometimes you got to just answer it. And that's what we are doing and taking 200 women along with us. So if you have not seen and heard, jump in on the 5-day 200 women on assignment challenge, where we are opening our hearts, our ears, our notebooks, our business literacy to be able to answer the call of what is in front of us, bring up the proof points, put out the impact, and make it happen. Go to onassignmentchallenge.com to sign up for the free 5-day challenge, and I cannot wait to see you there. So the big question is this: how do we ambitious professionals avoid the slow-moving career, take control of our time, and get paid for two things: doing what excites us and making an impact bigger than anyone ever thought was possible? That is the question, and this podcast has the answers. My name is Candace Spears, and welcome to Ambition, Honey, and Hustle. If you are feeling like, you know, I'm making these corporations so much money, but yet, darn it, I feel like I'm struggling myself. Like, where is my money? I'm making them rich, but how about making me rich? If that's kind of the attitude that you're having, that you're feeling, let's talk about that a little bit, right? Because that is very real, right? And you very well could have made the company millions by now. But continuing to live in a place where I'm making the millions, but I'm barely having the financial success that I want to see for myself. Even if you do consider yourself as being in a good job, but still having not achieved that equal level of financial success that matches what you have put into someone else's company, let's explore it. And let's explore it from the standpoint that we're going to assume that whatever your number is, so actually take a second and think about it. What would that number be that made you really feel like, okay, this is what I deserve to be getting for what I put in? What would that number be? Think about it. Now, with that number in mind, I want you to just kind of ask yourself, so if I had that money, would you be better off than you are right now because of the money? Same work, got the money. Are you better off? Would you be in the position where you can take that money and have it actually make more money so you can really go and do what you want to do? Like, which of those things would be true for you? Or is there some gap somewhere? So when you think about, I bring something to the table that makes other people lots of money while I still struggle, now is the time to say, how do I take the thing that is clearly of value to other people? How do I utilize that and utilize the money that's coming in from the value I'm bringing and use that to make more money so that my thought process on helping other people make money and I see a fraction of it, that it goes away? How do I make that disappear? How do I make the value that I bring and put it into my business and this thing that just comes to me effortlessly that feels like I'm supposed to do, how do I lean into that, take the money from the employer, and then make it make the money that allows me to forever lean into that impact? What does your mindset shift need to be? How do you need to look differently at your employer and the service that you're providing? Is it really something that really is just helping you along your journey? Is it really just a service that you are playing to your employer that helps you get to the place where the money you take it and you make more, and you make more of it with impact because you're leaning into your calling? Think about it. The side of the lens that you choose to play on is up to you. How you see the situation is up to you, but where do you want to go? What does freedom look like? How can you get there from here? I'll talk to you soon. any of this resonated with you, any of it, being a woman on assignment, moving to go further, if that resonated with you, then we want you to come join the movement. Over the next 60 days, we're taking 200 women on assignment, starting with a challenge, and we want you to be a part. So click the linker button that you see around this video. Let's get you going. Talk to you soon. This resonated with you, any of it, being a woman on assignment, moving to go further, if that resonated with you, then we want you to come join the movement. Over the next 60 days, we're taking 200 women on assignment, starting with a challenge, and we want you to be a part. So click the linker button that you see around. Let's get you going. Talk to you soon.